when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go once again. Time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Back to do it again. A whole another hour of random old-time records. That's the deal, you know. It's always records here on the Oompa Hour. So I hope you're ready to go round, around, 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 because that's what we're going to do. Reminds me of Whoopi John and the Round, Around Polka. Remember that? Yeah, that's a record. I don't have it in my stack for today, but it was it the Round and Round? What is it? We danced the Round and Round. I can't remember now. Anyway, it's a song. Darn it. And, yeah, we're just going to take another wander through the record shelves and see what happens here during the next hour. I'm going to warn you now, I have a couple of 78s in the show this week. And for those of you that remember record players back in the older days, 78s, of course, were the records we had before the 45s and the LPs came along. They're made out of shellac, which is made from the spit of the lac beetle. And I wouldn't kid you about something like that. So, yeah, we'll have a couple of 78s. In the show today, because we got one, we got to go back to 1939. We got one, we're going back into the 1940s. One of them is beautiful and clean and plays like a brand new record. And the other one has been played excessively by somebody with a bad needle long before I got it. But I'm going to play it anyway. So plenty of stuff coming up in this week's show. Let's get it rolling. Here's Ben Nosek and the Pendel Orchestra and the Polonia Polka.
Thank you.
And there you go, just like that, another show is rolling right along there. Ben Nosek and the Pendel Orchestra, the Polonia Polka, and Tim Zupa Hour is on the air and rolling like we are every week. Glad you're along with us. Once again, how's the weather in northern Minnesota? It's weird, man. 2 weeks ago, it was 30 degrees. Our forecast for the next couple of days is like 95. We've had a 65-degree temperature swing over the last couple of weeks. Crazy, man, but I'll take it, you know, because I'm glad winter's over. Finally, maybe, probably. I don't know. Anyway, we've got records to play. Let's get to work. I do have a couple of 78s coming up in the show. That means I needed to get out the special turntable with the fat needle and the 78 speed on it. So coming up right now, Ray J and the Carousels. Here's the Sunset Polka.
Ja ciebie jeszcze raz i tak się rozjedzie mi. Dziewczyna nie podaraz, ja ciebie jeszcze raz i tak się rozjedzie mi. A jak się rozłożyli, oj to się podpłakali. I tak do jednego fartuszka białego z pełeczki wylewali. I tak do jednego fartuszka białego z pełeczki wylewali. Słoneczko na zaworze, mami miła odprowadzi mnie. Dziewczyna nie podalas, ja ciebie jeszcze raz i tak się rozjedzie mi. Dziewczyna nie podalas, ja ciebie jeszcze raz i tak się rozjedzie mi. A jak się rozłożyli, oj to się podpłakali. I tak do jednego fartuszka białego z pełeczki wylewali. Tak do jednego fartuszka białego z pełeczki wylewali.
There you go, Ray J and the Carousels here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Glad you're hanging with us for another week. Hopefully we hit some tunes here that either get you dancing or make you smile or something. I don't know. I expect some sort of emotional response. All right, coming up here, we're going to do the first waltz of the show. That doesn't necessarily mean there'll be two, but it's kind of early for our weekly waltz. But nonetheless, I do have one coming up. I think we're going to have two waltzes in the show this week. I really do. Also, we're going to give our first 78 a spin here in just a couple of minutes. I got a couple of 78s in the show this week, so stand by for that. In the meantime, though, let us talk about World of Accordions Museum. While I'm thinking about it, so I don't forget and get too far into the show, check them out. I had a friend of mine just today, in fact, say, "What? There's an accordion museum in Superior, Wisconsin?" Keep in mind, we're like an hour, a little over an hour away from Superior, where we're at. And I was like, yeah, see, his dad has been an accordion player, entertainer, guy in a band playing for like, I would venture to say 65 years at least, and had no idea that the World of Accordions Museum is like within a easy hour, hour and a half drive. And he was looking at their website this morning, and I said, it's close enough. You can make a day trip, drive over there, have a look at the museum, eat some lunch, whatever. He was like, this has got to happen. So he's taking his dad, and you might be amazed. World of Accordions Museum, Superior, Wisconsin. You can check them out online at worldofaccordions.org. They have like 1,400 accordions and concertinas and whatnot on display, all sorts of memorabilia, all sorts of research information. Like file cabinets full, like a room full of file cabinets full of stuff that have to do with accordions and the history and the musicians and the different ethnicities and all that. It's way cool. Check it out. In fact, they just had their big World Accordion Day celebration here about a week or so ago. So have a look. You'll be amazed. And then see if you can stop in. It's a neat place to visit if you're going to be in the area. worldofaccordions.org. All right, let's do a waltz here, and we're going to get out of that and get into our first polka on 78 this week. I don't crank up the 78s very often, but I came up with two good reasons to do that this week, so we're going to do it. But first, it's Fritz, say the words, dummy, Fritz Bechtel and his orchestra, and singing about the prettiest girl in Idaho.
The prettiest girl in Idaho, Idaho, Idaho. The prettiest girl in Idaho promised to marry me. No wonder I learned to love her so, love her so, love her so. No wonder I learned to love her so. She's pretty as she can be. Ruby lips and golden hair, eyes of blue, skin so fair. She's a girl beyond compare. That's easy to see. The prettiest girl in Idaho, Idaho, Idaho. The prettiest girl in Idaho promised to marry me. Girl in Idaho, Idaho, Idaho. The prettiest girl in Idaho promised to marry me.
There you go, Fritz Bechtel and the orchestra, Prettiest Girl in Idaho, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're hanging out with us for another week. Hey, remember, you get in touch with us here at the show if you want to make a request, dedication, or you have a comment, or, I don't know, a question, or you just want to share your rhubarb pie recipe, whatever the case might be. You can call us or send a text to area code 218-259-2985. If you're writing that down and you're looking for a pencil, yeah, I know you are. 218-259-2985 will do the job for you. You can also email oompahour@aol.com. That's an easy one. All small letters, no spaces. oompahour@aol.com. Or look us up on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. If you want to make a request, I would suggest that you make it on a message. You could send like a message to the Oompa Hour from our thing on Facebook. Because that will ensure that I will see it, and it will ensure that it doesn't get lost in me ignoring all the political posts that are on there every week. So, there you go. You want to get in touch with us. Now, I promised you I had a 78. It came to my attention that this past week, the Beer Barrel Polka was at number one on the music charts. It was. This was in 1939. And no, I'm not talking about the Andrews Sisters. They had a huge hit with it, too, in 1939. But there was another one. Yes, it was. It was the Glahe Musette Orchestra. Will Glahe and the group was at number one in 1939 with the Beer Barrel Polka on an RCA Victor 78 RPM record. And this record, I'm telling you, looks like it's brand spanking new and it sounds fabulous. We have another 78 coming up later in the show that is very beat up and does not sound fabulous, but I'm going to play it anyway just because it's a ridiculous record and I don't think I've ever played it on the show. So stand by for that. But here's a nice, crisp, clean, and this is a lot of work. I got to get out the third turntable. I got to be sure I have the needle in there for 78 records because 78 speed records have a way fatter groove than a 45 or an LP. So you got to have a special needle so it doesn't float around inside the groove. And then you got to have a turntable with 78 speed. And then I got to use a different button on my control panel here where the other turntable gets plugged in. So I have to be sure I push the right button or you will hear nothing. So if all the karma is leaning in the right direction, from 1939 off a genuine shellac 78, here's Will Glahe at his Musette Orchestra and their number one hit version of the Beer Barrel Polka. Listen to that in 1939. That was the number one record this past week in 1939. Will Glahe and his Musette Orchestra there. And the Beer Barrel Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Got one more 78 coming up later in the show, so stand by for that. And another waltz coming up in the show today. It's a busy day. I got a lot to keep track of today. By the way, that record I just played is 82 years old. It's an RCA 78. And that shows how nice a 78 can sound if you have the right needle and the right stuff and it hasn't been beat up, you know, because that's an 82-year-old shellac record, for Pete's sake. Another tip for those of you who listen to shellac records, you got to have a way to play it without using RIAA equalization, because a modern turntable has EQ in it that messes up the sound of 78s because they didn't have the RIAA inverse equalization on it when the record was made. It's very complicated, but I just thought I'd throw that out there for any of you record geeks, because I know there's probably some of you. Here are the Jolly Jokers. This is the Pumpernickel Polka.
Pumpernickel polka, and we'll dine and dance tonight. Let's all dance together, hold your partners close and tight, and listen to the drummer, for his rhythm can be beat. I hear a band is playing very lively, and their music sounds so sweet.
Let's all do that Pumpernickel Polka, huh? There's the Jolly Jokers, and you're in tune to Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. If you're actually in tune to the show this week, I'm very impressed with you, because very few people have a radio where they tune things in with a little dial, turn the little knob, and watch a little needle go back and forth. If you're listening on a broadcast radio, you probably punched it in to a digital gizmo. There's really not a lot of tuning in going on anymore. Let's do one from the Deutschmeister, shall we? This one will wake you up. Here's the E-I-E-I-O polka. Yeah, they don't just say the E-I-O polka. On the record, it says it's the E-I-E-I-O polka. So you get all the vowels in this one.
We will be.
Yeah, see, you were singing along too, weren't you? That's a good scratchy record, huh? Deutschmeisters and the E-I-E-I-O Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. What the heck am I doing here? Now I got too many records laying around. I got the third turntable in play here. Man, I feel like I'm dealing cards or something, jockeying these records around. That's probably why they say disc jockey. Hardly anybody does that for real anymore. It's all in their computers, but not here. Heck no, that would be way too complicated. Is this the Ellinger combo or the Ellinger combo? Could go either way. From Texas, there is the Don't Wander Polka. No, I like that boinging in that way, and what is that technically called? I know that most people say, well, that's a Jew's harp, but I don't, is that politically correct? Can we even say that anymore? I don't even know, but there's another name for it, and I can't remember what it is, but anyway, that's the Ellinger combo there, and the Don't Wander Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, I'm going to work on getting the next 78 ready to go, and I'm warning you, it's a scratchy, crappy one, but it's a great song, and I want to play it, so it's coming up here in a little bit, so stand by. But if you'd like to waltz once again, and especially if it's your birthday, because I hardly ever do this, I'll pull out a birthday song or an anniversary song or something, and seeing as how it may be a year before I get around to playing this again, this is the Happy Birthday Waltz from Lil Wally, and this counts for everybody who's had a birthday in the past year, and everybody who has a birthday in the coming year. This one covers you all. Here's the Happy Birthday Waltz.
Happy birthday, it's another year. Happy birthday, happy birthday, let's all sing and cheer. Celebrate and let's be gay, for this is your day. Celebrate and let's be gay with you on your birthday. to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, and best wishes too. May you live 100 years in health and happiness. Happy birthday, many more, and wishing you the best.
There you go, the happy birthday waltz. It's Lil Wally, and this is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Believe it or not, this happens every week. It does. We sit down in front of the record players, and we spin some records. Got the extra player out this week, so I could spin some 78s over here without lousing up the entire system. And this one is really, 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 really beat up. And I'm going to tell you my theory on why this run sounds so crummy. It's because this record's from the 1940s. My bet is that somebody played this on a Victrola or some type of wind-up record player where the tracking is like 5 ounces and the needle is a nail. You've seen them. You know, the Victrolas and all the different various brands of wind-up record players. It had the horns either on top or down inside the cabinet. And, it was a steel needle. And those were great on records up until 1925. And then electrical recording came along and lighter pickups came along. And by the 40s, of course, the records were designed to be used on a modern player of the day. And if you played those records very many times on a Victrola, especially if you didn't change the needle after every play because they were only good for one time, but nobody remembers that, it really chewed up the records bad. But this is just such a silly record. And I couldn't find I don't have another copy of it that's nicer than this one. I do have a different band doing the song, though. But then I lose the historical reference and the fun of pulling out another 78. By the way, if you there's a public service notice. If you play 78s on your record player, don't watch them go around, because at that speed you'll get dizzy and throw up and it'll just be a mess. Jerry Colonna is the man's name. You ready for this? You ever dance the polka in a cow pasture? Probably not advised. This is the Cow Pasture Polka, and excuse the scratchy old record.
Down in the pasture, back of the corral, we'll dance the polka, each cowboy and his gal. Down in the pasture, where the cattle graze, we'll dance the Cow Pasture Polka. Lift your feet, lift your feet, lift your feet. Be careful where you put them down. Put them down, put them down, put them down. Be sure you put them on the ground. Watch your step, watch your step, watch your step. When you swing your partner round and round. And don't have too much to nip, or maybe you will slip. Doing the cow pasture polka. For harmony. Move, move, move. Even though they're out of key. Move, move, move. There's a tune that's sweet to me. They say a cow slipped through. On the spot I fell for you. Doing the cow pasture polka. Sweet to me. Notes spin around too fast or you'll fall flat on the grass doing the cow pasture polka. Doing the cow pasture polka.
I'm telling you, I think playing the scratchy old 78s is like the most fun ever on the show. I really need to do this a little more often, preferably with ones that aren't quite that worn out. Jerry Colonna there, the cow pasture polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Isn't Jack Nicklaus, the golfer known as the Golden Bear, pretty sure this song has nothing to do with him? It's the Golden Bear Polka, though, from the Mark Exager Orchestra. There you have it, the Golden Bear Polka, the Mark Exager Orchestra on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, back for another week. It's like no matter what happens, you can't stop the polkas from coming, you know what I mean? Let's do one from Benny Prill with Benny's Harbor Mates and the Mailman's Polka.
We'll be right back.
Benny Prale, along with Benny's Harbor Mates there, Mailman's Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Could you imagine if your mailman delivered the mail at that tempo? Just bopping down the street like that? Woo, boy. He'd be pooped after about three blocks, I'll tell you that much. I should mention, this is just interesting, as long as you talk about mailmen, though. The town we live in is so teeny tiny and itty-bitty, they don't even deliver mail here. It all goes to the post office. And everybody in town has to go to the post office and fetch their mail every day. And when people first move here, they're like, what? Or when you order a package and they're like, you got to have a P.O. box because they're going to mail it to the P.O. bot thing, not to my house. And they're like, you're kidding. They can't believe that. My grandma's house was that way. Grandma passed away back in 76 when I was a little kid. You know, back in like the 60s, late 50s. I'd be at grandma's house and she always asked me if I wanted to go get the mail. It was just a couple of blocks, you know. This whole town is exactly 4 blocks wide and 1/4 mile long. So nobody has to walk very far. The post office is right in the middle. Here is the, it's a typo here. Oh, that's funny. I type down the names of all the songs and the bands when I play them. So I can keep track because I'm weird. And this is the Bright Sound Express. But if you look on your keyboard, you'll see that the W is right next to the S. It's right above the S, actually. And I typed in the Bright Wound Express. Nobody is wounded here. Maybe after the polka they might be, but not before. The Bright Sound Express, this is Lillian's Polka.
Choć luzłą koło domu robić pejerece, wyspojrzała na słoneczku, gdzieś wysoko jesteś. Wyspojrzała na słoneczku, gdzieś wysoko jesteś. Hej! Niewysoko, niedaleko biała Panu Bogu, znalazła sobie poduszko, posła do ogrodu. Znalazła sobie poduszko, posła do ogrodu. Tam ogrodu luzuj co dłoń i wianki moliła. Jeden sobie, drugi jemu dzieci powiedziła. Jeden sobie, drugi jemu dzieci powiedziła. Jedzie! Z nadłami pomyślała o kochanki, zalazła se sami. Pomyślała o kochanki, zalazła se sami.
All right, there you go. That is Lillian's Polka, and that is the Bright Sound Express here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. How about one on Flame Records out of Juneau, Wisconsin? Huh? Bernie Roberts in the orchestra and Drifting and Dreaming.
We'll be right back.
There you go, Bernie Roberts and the orchestra there. And a Flame Records, what a great name out of, what does that say there? Juneau, Wisconsin, Flame Records. Bernie Robert and the orchestra. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're hanging out with us for another week. What the heck time is it already? What do you mean? How can it possibly be that late? Yikes, what do we got coming up here? Ooh, there's an oddball coming up. Oh, but you're going to love it. Stand by. We'll get to it in about a minute.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, time for at least a couple more songs in this week's round of the Yumpa Hour. Here's Eddie Musil and his Polka Barons. That is a great name. And it's called, Oh, Honey, How I Love You, Polka. Oh, it's just so mushy.
Yes, I feel like loving tonight. Oh, honey, how I love you. Oh, honey, how I love you. Oh, honey, how I love you. Kiss me, hug me, I'm in a mood. When you kiss me, it feels good. Oh, honey, how I love you. I'm that kind. Oh, honey, how I love you. Oh, honey, how I love you. Oh, honey, how I love you. Ask me, tell me, oh, please do say that I belong to you. Oh, honey, how I love you.
There you go. That is, Oh, Honey, How I Love You, Polka. You probably could have figured that out, huh? Eddie Musil and his Polka Barons here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Fred Potterala doing the singing on that one. It's printed right on the record in pretty large print, so I thought it seemed important that I point that out. I don't know. Let's see. I think we get a couple more tunes in this week. I bet we can. There's Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones.
If any of you friends and neighbors ever been down in Tennessee, Virginia, Kentucky, and all around on them hills down there and ever hear them old foxhounds run, I'm going to give you a little sample of how they sound down there.
There you go, Eddie Blazonczyk's Versatones. That's the Yo-Yo Polka. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Let's squeak one more record in here, shall we? How about Bill Robertson, his orchestra? This is Sonny's Polka. There you have it there. That is Sonny's Polka. We don't know who Sonny is, actually, but that's Bill Roberts and his orchestra. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour it is, your old-time oldies show. And looking at the old clock on the wall, I see that it's been the same time for about 3 years now. Probably should put a battery in that thing. But it looks like it's time to wrap this sucker up for another week.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. Same time, same place, all that baloney. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.